with you about the return of Jesus. But I think you need to hear this first. The more I was praying last night, I got to praying in tongues for a while, and I thought, okay. And I had this impression to go this way. And next week, we're going to talk about the failed grasp of the big picture. And I want to run you through a bunch of scriptures, and I'll have the references on the screen. But I want to give you what the Bible says about everything that's about to happen, that it is that is happening right now. Because it's the word that we follow, right? Amen? Amen. I mean, the cookie people said that the vaccination card was the mark of the beast. Clearly, they never read their Bible. If they did, they would have never said such a thing. Because Thessalonians talks about you'll not be here for that person when the Antichrist comes on the scene. But I want to give you what the Bible says next Sunday. But one of the things that I want to bring home to you is, right before Jesus died, he talked in Matthew 24 and 25 about the big picture. And that's what I want to share with you about next Sunday. But let's talk about what initiated the future from that moment that they nailed him to the tree, that moment that he was raised from the dead. Amen. And what Jesus did for you and me, he secured our victory in him. Can you say amen? Amen. You've been made victorious. You're not weak. You're not a loser. But you really are hefty. Amen. Not wimpy, 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 but hefty, hefty, hefty. Amen. So today we celebrate victory. What he did for us. Because he's given us everything that we need to live a life well until we see him face to face. Amen. Praise God. You know, one of my favorite verses is Matthew 28 and verse 6. It says, he is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. Aren't you glad he walked out of that tomb? Amen. Praise God. Would you pray with me right now? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I open my heart and I open my ears and I expect you to speak to me and minister to me right where I am. My ears are open and my heart is ready for what you have for me today. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we just thank you for your word today. We ask you, Lord, to minister to us and touch us right where we are. We just give you all the praise and all the glory right now. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Give your neighbor a high five. Would you do that for me? Amen. Praise God. Amen. I guess I don't need the cap, but I will put it there. Amen. But I love that verse. He's not here. I love it when Mary went to the tomb. She didn't even recognize him. She thought it was the gardener. A lot of people don't even have a relationship really with Jesus. They wouldn't recognize him if he walked in with a red hat on. Because we're more caught up in circumstances and things and what we think instead of what his word says. Mary didn't see the gardener. But you know what? The gardener needs to be your best friend. The gardener keeps the weeds out of your life. Keeps your brain from going where it shouldn't. If you focus your attention on who he is and what he does for you. Amen? Amen. You know, another verse that I really love, Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. This is from the New Living Translation. Jesus is the one speaking. He says, I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and the grave. Amen. Say it out loud with me. I am the living one. I died. But look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and the grave. You know that last, the middle song that we sang, The Power of the Cross. What a powerful song. Those words in the bridge, nothing is missing. You know what Jesus did in his death, his burial, his resurrection? The blood that was shed, everything that was done, he did it for you. Well, that's something to shout about, isn't it? But in doing that, we can boldly declare that nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Amen. A lot of people want to stay in their misery. Smell, taste, and breathe their pain. And I get there's a degree of things maybe you do need to work through. But don't you think it's high time you finally accept what the Master did for you? Because it was more than enough. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, His Word says, you've been now made a new creation. One translator wrote, a new species of being that never existed before. When you made Jesus the Lord of your life, it's like He took the tablecloth out from under the dishes and one, whoo, nothing missing, nothing broken. And He clothed you in His righteousness. He delivered you. And that's why you can declare, now it's finished. His blood has been spoken over me. I am the redeemed. I am the set free. I'm no longer in bondage, but I have been delivered. Amen. You can boldly declare every time you set your feet on the floor and you give the devil hemorrhoids. Because he's all scared, spitless that you're up again. Oh, don't speak the name. Don't speak the name. Jesus. Ah! Because the champion lives in you. You're not a wimp. You can boldly stand and say, I am complete in Christ. Amen. But a lot of people want to whine, complain, and not want to take what's theirs. They still think, well, I'm just waiting on God to do something for me. He's done all He's going to do, buddy. He's done it. Can I get real bad English? He done it. I done did. He done it. You know, you got to get it in your head. Quit living by old religion and old denominational thinking. You are the redeemed. You ought to act like it. You can't make a difference in anybody's life if you're going to sit there and whine and complain. You can't change this world by sitting there waiting for something to happen. You got to act on what you believe. I believe He completed me. Do you believe that today? Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Now it is finished. His blood is spoken. I got a blood transfusion the moment I made Jesus the Lord of my life, and so did you. Those words are so powerful to me. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Now it is finished. His blood is spoken. I am redeemed. I am set free. I am complete. All because of what Christ did for you and what He did for me. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, Resurrection Sunday is probably the most important date on the Christian calendar. And we're here today all because we should be sober and remembering our thoughts here on what it's all about. He walked out alive and well. Amen. Jim Weidman's wife, Julie, she had put up this picture. Jim used to be our Christian education director for Willie George Ministries in Tulsa. But Julie put up a picture of Jesus stepping out of the tomb. But in the lower frame of the picture, it's Muhammad's bones in his grave. There is a difference. All of them bow down and worship at a tomb filled with bones of dead people who actually are probably burning in hell. But ours, He's not there. Where's He at now? In me. In you. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Oh, it's an important day that we remember, but it's important because it should keep us sober in our thought process throughout the entire year. It keeps us focused on who He is and what it's all about. We should reflect on the awesome price that was paid for us through our Savior, through our Lord Jesus. He paid for your forgiveness. He paid for your deliverance. Can you say amen? Amen. He paid for that so that you could be free from the grip of sin, from bondage, from brokenness. What an awesome thing that He did for you and me. Giving us forgiveness, giving us deliverance, breaking the hold that was put on our life. No mere mortal man could do what He did. The sinless Lamb of God took upon Himself our sins and the penalty for them. Can you say amen? Amen. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21 says, "For He hath made Him to be sin for us." Say it with me like this. For He made Him to be sin for me. He knew no sin. He did that so that you could be made the what? The righteousness of God in Him. Amen. Jesus was actually made, and you need to get this, He was actually made, according to this verse, to be sin for us. Amen. He was made to be sin for our sins. He was not made a sinner. You were the sinner. He was made to be sin for you. That changes the picture, doesn't it? He was made to be sin with your sins on the cross. He nailed our sin, the debt of it, to the cross. He took your debt, a debt that you could never pay, and He paid for it for you. That's powerful, isn't it? He did that for you. Amen. You know, Colossians chapter 2 and verses 13 and 15. It's in your handout, but it's also here on the screen. It says, "And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting." Have you ever taken an ink pen? I think I got one in here, yeah. And you take your ink pen and you on your paper, you got something written there and you just don't want anybody to see that mistake you made. You don't have whiteout. You don't have what you need to clear it up. You don't have the time to go get on your computer and redo your Word document and hit your delete key, whatever you got to do. But you sit there and you're gonna rub out. I'm going to rub it out. I'm going to rub it out so nobody ever sees it again. He did that for you. He rubbed out all your sin. He blotted it. You ever seen an ink blotter? When it's pressed down, everything disappears. I had a friend of mine that worked for a particular agency for the government. And he had a document that was open to the public, but when he showed it to me, he says, "This is the part that's redacted." And privately, he told me what that part was. What a victory it was for our military. Tremendous victory. They could never talk about it. Price was paid. And all we do now is honor the memory of the one who paid that price. It's a star on the wall. But folks, Jesus paid a price for your sin, for your debt. He blotted it out with His own blood. And it, like magic, if I can use that word this morning, it just caused everything to disappear off the page of your life. And you know what else? He took the page of your life and He turned it over and it's a brand new page. A brand new page of history with a life that's set in Him. Amen? Amen. Being dead in your sins, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Folks, this morning, I want you to know, Jesus not only forgave your sins, but he destroyed Satan's reign of death over mankind. Satan has no more dominion over us as believers. If you're in Christ Jesus, you've made him Lord of your life. He has no dominion over you, no power. The only power he has is what you yield. You've been given authority. You've been given power. You've been given the name that's above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Right? Every sickness has to bow. Every disease has to bow. Poverty and lack has to bow. Because Jesus, through his blood, his death, his burial, and his resurrection, he broke that curse completely off of you. Amen. Choices are important. Satan has no more dominion. If we know who we are in him, and if we know what we have, I want you to get this today as we close. We can always walk in victory that the empty tomb demonstrates. That victory that the empty tomb demonstrates. We can walk in that victory every day for the whole world to see because of what he did for you and what he did for me. The resurrection sealed forever everything that you needed. The blood was shed for you, but the victory over death. Oh, that's why death has no sting now. If Jesus tarries and we pass on to be with the Lord through death, all we're doing is closing our eyes and opening them up again. In a brand new life, in a whole new way. Jesus took the sting of death. We read that. But what he did for us is so awesome and so overwhelming at times. It's important that today we recognize it. It didn't end in his death, but it was swallowed up in the victory of his resurrection. In life, Jesus paid the awesome price. They thought it ended in the tomb. But don't you know, we all have reason to celebrate today. Can you shout amen? Amen. That Christ, the scripture says in Acts 26, in verse 23, it says that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. That's you and me. Amen. You know, he didn't just die a gruesome, horrible death. He did. It was awful. But he defeated death's power forever. He defeated it not only for himself, but for all those who would put faith and trust in him. The empty tomb is the glaring evidence that Jesus' death, it had no bearing. The devil and all his cohorts, as the preachers would always say, they're all completely defeated. Satan's power is totally broken. Not just when the resurrection comes, when it came then, but now in this time for you. Nothing is broken anymore. We have complete victory. We've been given total authority over all the works of darkness. Jesus paid that price for you, and he paid that price for me. You know, when I stop and I think about Resurrection Sunday, I look back historically. Did anybody get the email from Rick Renner this morning? Mine rolled in about 4 this morning. And I read about some of the things he was talking about. It was so powerful. It may have just been a pastor's newsletter, I don't know. But the resurrection is not just a historical reminder of a past event, but the resurrection is a current reality for all of us who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus is ever living to make intercession for you and me. Sin and Satan's power have been broken off of us. The victory today is just as real as it was that resurrection morning when Jesus' followers came and discovered the empty tomb. Amen. You know, Friday we had our Good Friday service. And I guess, is it online, Matthew? If you get a chance, watch it. I thought it was the best Good Friday message, I think. I just felt good about myself, okay? I just thought it was really good. But what got me the most was before I left church, one of our sweet church members came up to me. She had brought her sister to the service. And her sister told her, I think, going home, Good Friday, good life. Was it going home that she said that? Good Friday, good life. That's what she took. I told Chase or somebody, I said, we need to make a t-shirt with that on it. In front of it says, Good Friday, good life. Good Friday. They all thought it was a bad day. But boy, Good Friday brought me a good life. Did it bring you a good life? Now hear me out. I got into it, you know, during the message on Friday. But here's the verse. Ephesians 2:10 in the Amplified. I'm talking about you this morning. For we are His what? His own masterwork. You're a masterwork. Woo! You are a work of art created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works which God prepared for you and me, for us beforehand, taking paths which He set. He set a path for you. What is that? He did it so that we could walk in these things. And what's it say in parentheses? Living the good life, which He prearranged and made ready for you and me. That's why I say Good Friday, good life. Jesus paid the price so that I could walk in the good life. Healed, whole, blessed, not filled with poverty or lack. I can have godly ambition, godly drive, godly fire, godly energy. Why? Because Jesus made me a masterpiece of art. A masterful piece of art. He redid everything about me and everything about you. Made you ready for good things. He prepared all this beforehand on that cross. When He was raised from the dead, He did that. So that you could walk in these things, living the what again?
Good life.
Shout it out, living the what? That's something to shout about today. Amen? So know this today. As you eat your Easter, your Resurrection Sunday lunch that you got going, the deviled eggs, the roast, leg of lamb. I heard some people had shrimp on Easter, on Resurrection Sunday. That's kind of neat. Some people have their resurrection ham, right? Whatever you're going to do today, remember that death could not hold Him. The grave could not keep Him. And if you are in Him, nothing can keep a hold of you either. Good Friday gave you a good life. Amen. That's why today we celebrate victory. He gave you the good life because of the price that He paid for. Amen. Would you bow your heads with me today? Father God, we just thank You. Thank You for the power of the resurrection. Thank You for the power that we see and that we know in the blood, the power of Your name, all that You've done for us. Even when we were undone and lost, Christ came. You sent Your only Son so that whosoever would call upon Him should be saved. Lord, we thank You for that. I know many of us here are born again, and we know the Lord. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. But if you're in here today, I'm not looking, nobody's looking, it's just you and the Lord. If you're watching online from all the different countries that watch this, if you're here today and you're saying, you know, I don't know that I know Him, but boy, I want to make sure my heart's right. What a great day to do it, Resurrection Sunday. Nobody's too far. Nobody's gone too far away. Nobody's too filthy of a sinner that His love cannot touch, that His blood cannot cleanse. So if you're in here today or you're watching online, we're all going to pray together out loud. And why don't you pray with us? Why don't you make a decision today to let Jesus be the Lord and Savior of your life? He's coming back. And if you want to see Him face to face in a good way, you need to ask Him into your heart. And do it now. So pray with me. Let's all pray together, church. And if that's you, you pray out loud with us. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that You sent Jesus, Your only Son, so that whosoever should call upon Him should be saved. I believe that You sent Your Son to bleed and die for me, and I believe that You raised Him from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me brand new. From this day forward, I will live for You all of my days. And I look forward to seeing You face to face. I thank You for cleansing me of all of my sins, forgiving me, and making my heart pure and right. In Jesus' name.